April 28, 1926. The creation and the celestial Mama are the most perfect examples of the living in the divine will. How the Virgin surpassed everyone in suffering. I was thinking to myself, when my sweet Jesus speaks of his will, he often unites with it the sovereign Queen of Heaven or the creation. He seems to delight so much in speaking of both one and the other that he keeps looking for opportunities, pretexts and devices in order to manifest what his most holy will does, both in the celestial Mama and in the creation. Now, while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior, and, all tenderness, squeezed me to himself and told me, "My daughter, if I do so, I have strong reasons. You must know that only in the creation and in my celestial Mama has my will remained ever intact, and has kept its field of action free. Therefore, having to call you to live in my will as one of them, I had to propose them to you as examples, as an image for you to imitate. So, in order to be able to do great things, in such a way that all may perceive that good, unless they did not want to, the first thing is that my will must act wholly in the soul. Look at creation, how my will is whole in it. And because it is whole, creation remains always in its place and contains the fullness of that good with which it was created. This is why it remains always new, noble, pure, fresh, and can share the good it possesses with all. But the beautiful thing is that while it gives itself to all, it loses nothing, and remains always the same, just as it was created by God. What has the sun lost by giving so much light and heat to the earth? Nothing. What have the azure heavens lost by remaining extended in the atmosphere, or the earth by producing so many and so various plants? Nothing. And so with all the things created by me. Oh! In what an admirable way does creation sing that saying about me, single quote, "He is ever old and ever new." So, my will in creation is center of life, is fullness of good, is order and harmony. It keeps all things in the place wanted by it. Where can you find a more beautiful example, a more perfect image of the living in my will, if not in creation? This is why I call you to live in the midst of created things as their sister, that you may learn to live in the supreme volition, and you too may remain in the place wanted by me, to be able to enclose within yourself the fullness of good that my will wants to enclose in you, so that whoever wants it, may take of that good. And since you are endowed with reason, you must surpass them all, and requite your Creator in love and glory for each created thing, as if they were all endowed with reason. So, you will be the substitutor for all creation, and creation will be a mirror for you in which you can reflect yourself in order to copy the living in my will, so that you may not move from your place. It will be your guide and teacher, giving you the highest and most perfect lessons in the living in my will. But the one who surpasses all is my celestial Mama. She is the new heaven, the most refulgent sun, the brightest moon, the most flowery earth. She encloses everything within herself. If each created thing encloses the fullness of its own good received by God, my Mama encloses all goods together, because, since she is endowed with reason and my will lived wholly in her, the fullness of grace, of light, of sanctity, grew in every instant. Every act she did was suns and stars that my will formed in her. So, she surpassed the whole creation. And my will, whole and permanent in her, did the greatest thing and impetrated the longed-for Redeemer. This is why my Mama is queen in the midst of creation, because she surpassed everything, and my will found in her the nourishment of her reason, which made it live as whole and permanent in her. There was highest accord, they held each other's hand, there was not one fiber of her heart, or word or thought, over which my will did not possess its life. And what can a divine will not do? It can do everything. There's no power it lacks, or thing it cannot do. Therefore it can be said that my Mama did everything, and everything that all others together could not do, nor will be able to do, she did by herself. Therefore, do not be surprised if I point out to you the creation and the sovereign queen, because I must point out to you the most perfect examples in which my will has perennial life, and has never found an obstacle to its field of divine action, in order to be able to operate things worthy of itself. My daughter, if you want my supreme fiat to reign as it does in heaven, which is the greatest thing that is left for us to do for the human generations, let my will have the place of sovereign in you, and live as whole and permanent. Do not be concerned about anything else, be it your incapacity, or the circumstances, or the new things which may arise around you, because as my will reigns in you, they will serve as raw material and nourishment so that my fiat may have its fulfillment. Afterwards, I was thinking to myself, it is true that my Queen Mama made the greatest of sacrifices, which no one else has made, that is, not even wanting to know her own will, but only that of God. And through this she embraced all sorrows, all pains, up to the heroism of sacrifice, sacrificing her own son in order to do the supreme will. But once she made this sacrifice, everything she suffered afterwards was the effect of her first act. Nor did she have to struggle as we do, in different circumstances, in unforeseen encounters, in unexpected losses. It is a constant struggle, to the point of making our hearts bleed for fear that we might surrender to our own belligerent human wills. How much attention one must have, so that the supreme will may always keep its place of honor and its supremacy over everything. And many times this struggle is harsher than the pain itself. But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior, telling me, "My daughter, you are wrong. The maximum sacrifice of my mama was not only one, but they were so great and so many, for as many as were the sorrows, the pains, the circumstances and the encounters to which her existence and mine were exposed. Pains were always doubled in her, because my pains were hers, more than her own pains. Besides, my wisdom did not change direction with my mama. In each pain she was to receive, I always asked her whether she wanted to accept it, in order to hear that fiat being repeated to me in each pain, in each circumstance, and even in each heartbeat of hers. That fiat resounded so sweet, gentle and harmonious to me, that I wanted to hear it being repeated in every instant of her life. This is why I would always ask her, 'Mama, do you want to do this? Do you want to suffer this pain?' And my fiat would bring her the seeds of the goods it contains, and would make her understand the intensity of the pain she was accepting. This understanding, through divine light, of that which, step by step, she was to suffer, gave her such martyrdom as to infinitely surpass the struggle which creatures suffer. In fact, since the seed of sin was missing in her, the seed of the struggle was missing, and so my will had to find another device, that she might not be inferior to the other creatures in suffering, because, having to acquire by justice the right of Queen of Sorrows, she was to surpass in suffering all creatures together. How many times have you yourself not experienced this, that while you felt no struggle within you, as my will would make you understand the pains it inflicted upon you, you would remain petrified by the intensity of the pain. And while you were undone in that pain, you were the tiny little lamb in my arms, ready to accept yet more pains to which my will would want you to be submitted. Ah, did you not suffer more than in the struggle itself? The struggle is a sign of vehement passions, while my will, if it brings suffering, gives intrepidness. And with the knowledge of the intensity of the pain, it gives one such merit that only a divine will can give. Therefore, just as I act with you, that in everything I want from you, first I ask you whether you want it, whether you accept it, so I did with my mama. This, so that the sacrifice may be always new, and may give me the opportunity to converse with the creature, to be with her, and my volition may have its field of divine action in the human will. Now, as I was writing what is written above, I could not continue on, because my mind was estranged from my senses by a beautiful and harmonious chant, accompanied by a sound never before heard. This chant called the attention of everyone, and harmonized with the whole of creation and with the celestial fatherland. I write all this to obey. As I was hearing that chant, my Jesus told me, "My daughter, hear how beautiful it is." This sound and chant is a new canticle, formed by the angels as homage, glory and honor to the union of the divine will with your human will. The joy of all heaven and of all creation is so great that, unable to contain it, they play and sing. After he said this, I found myself inside myself.